movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jeremiah, and you're listening to Entertainment Rebooted. Today, I am joined by two guests, Trey and Logan, and we're going to be talking about the Until Dawn movie that is up and coming. So how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm ready to talk about this game movie adaptation.
I'm doing good, you know, especially with how good movie adaptations have been of games recently with like Sonic and all those types of movies. So,
yeah, well, you know, obviously as the movie's coming up, we are going to talk a lot about the game as well, seeing how the game is going to very much be followed, I believe. So starting with that, is there any character you guys would like to see die? Because let's be honest here, that's what we all are coming
right from. Right off the bat. I think we all, like we just said, we all know who's going to, we want to probably see, which is Emily. If people aren't too familiar, in the game, she wasn't the most likable character. I think a bunch of the group.
I think she was like one of the most that people let die.
Yeah.
I believe it was her and Jessica. Yeah. The two girls that weren't sick. Those were like the two most disliked characters at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But nowadays with, you know, social media, they're like two of the most liked.
Oh, yeah.
It's so interesting to see how that changed. Yeah. For me, I'm still not the biggest fan of either one. And I wouldn't be mad if they died. Mm-hmm. Me particularly, though, I am kind of hoping Ashley dies.
You didn't like Ashley?
I did not.
Oh, see.
For me personally, I didn't like how she treated Chris. It was the relationship with Chris.
Okay.
Because Chris was, in my opinion, him and Sam are like the only two good people out of that friend group. Everyone else participated in that prank on Hannah.
Listen.
That is true.
But Mike's relationship with the wolf, can we not forget about that? That's like the best part.
Fair enough. He did lose like a finger or two, so I guess he got it what he had coming through.
This whole thing was messed up.
It will be kind of interesting to see like what they canonize as the story.
Yeah, that is true, because it is an interactive thing where it's like the butterfly effect, where if you do this one thing, it's going to change the next thing. So
that is going to be
interesting how they're going to do the storyline. I feel like they're definitely going to have to kill off a couple characters.
At least one or two. It's going to...
I think they'll probably kill off a lot of them. I think I think they'll keep Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's like the final girl archetype. Yeah. I think they're going to keep her.
Yeah.
And it's just because a lot of the characters fit horror movie tropes. You know, Chris, he's the good guy you root for that always ends up dying still. Mm. So I think he's going to die.
Oh, there was one that I loved.
You have Matt. He kind of didn't do
it
much.
It was Matt. I liked Matt a lot.
You know, some people liked him. Some didn't really see him as a factor. He didn't really do much.
Was Matt the black guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He was the one that held the tripod during the prank when they were recording her.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I always remembered it because the like quick time event to save him was really hard. Because he's running up like the tower or the wood like lumberyard thing.
Yeah, it was like, because I'm pretty sure most of his story like he had with Emily and Jessica, if you know your Jessica made it, because you know she could just die.
It was like I was like, what just happened? Like
I think the stat that you mentioned earlier of her and Emily dying the most, it wasn't that people didn't like Jessica. It was that she had so many opportunities.
Game developers wanted her to die. That's what it seemed like.
When she got yanked through the window, at that point, she could have died. You could have not had a chance to get her. Yeah. It was so random that it was like... it was like they wanted her to die. She was gone most of the story compared to everybody else. Mm-hmm. And it was clear, like, Sam and Mike, in my opinion, were the two main characters outside of Josh. Because they were the ones who got the main focus on the story. You know, Sam, because she's the only character that cannot die until the very end.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like, they made it very clear she's going to be the final girl of this story if anyone survives, which I am sure they're not going to kill everybody off, but...
I'm kind of interested to see how they actually, like, tell the plot of the story, because so much of it is through, like, the totems and the pictures that they take. Yeah. Like, that's where you get the actual stories of... what's actually going on with the Wendigos and the curse and all that.
Yeah.
I think with my speculation, if the movie wants to maybe do it kind of similar to how they did it in the game, I know how they did it at like the end of like kind of each round or whatever, you could probably do it like when they touch it or something like that, have like a like a vision or something, mm-hmm. maybe. I don't know. That's just one speculation, but...
No, that definitely makes sense. Yeah. My concern is how they're going to tell the story with the stranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a name. Yeah. Completely forgot.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't remember a name.
You know, yeah. He's, like, supposed to be the exposition dump for the whole story, and it's just like...
I also don't know if they even bring in the therapist that's talking with...
Yeah.
Josh.
Your character or whatever, oh, but yeah. Josh, yeah. Because, I mean, they could completely omit him from the movie. And
yeah, it's true.
I was shocked when they said it was going to be a movie and not a show. Mm. Like, like The Last of Us had seasons. Yeah. This one had like hours. Like every hour went by, it was like a new episode, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is going to be interesting seeing it as a movie, because there's so much character development that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. If you don't want every character to be one dimensional,
mm-hmm.
so because of that, I do think they might rush a couple of the deaths. I think. You know, in order to have Mike, Sam keep character, mm-hmm. they're going to probably kill off someone like Matt, Ashley, and Chris mm-hmm. a lot earlier. And because everyone likes Emily and Jessica now, they'll probably have them. I think Jessica will still go missing most of the story, but they'll have them, you know.
Well, I wonder if they might actually, like, cut down the cast and remove some characters.
Ooh.
Or, like, combine a couple characters, like Sam and Ashley kind of merge together to become the same character.
I hope not, because I like...
I hope not, too, because all of them have such good stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was going to say, I like the trope that Ashley and Chris, mm-hmm. and especially in that one scene where it was like... Yeah,
oh, Chris had to make the choice.
Yeah. That was a good one.
I don't think they'll probably mesh them together. If they do, I think it'll be more of the men.
Oh, yeah, like...
Maybe Matt and Chris, or like Matt and Mike.
Matt and Mike will probably...
Because Mike and Emily have their thing, mm-hmm, and it causes problems between Matt and Emily, mm-hmm. So I think if they do combine it, it'll probably be male characters.
Yeah.
Because they seem to put a lot more focus on the women,
mm-hmm.
story-wise.
Which is crazy for a 2014 game.
Yeah.
Except for Jessica.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they'll combine her with anybody, mm-hmm. only because her scene is so, it's like the big...
It is iconic.
The big moment of the game. So I think they'll keep her in there just for the fact that she gets snatched through mm-hmm. the window. I can't wait to see it in real life.
But I'm kind of afraid to see what they cut from the game, because it's a long game.
It is.
But you have to restrict it to a two-hour, maybe 2.5-hour movie.
Because also those scenes are different depending on which characters are alive at the time.
Yeah.
So are they going to have the whole Emily is like surviving mm-hmm. by herself thing, or are they just going to kill her off as soon as mm-hmm. they can? It's going to be real interesting to see what direction they go with it.
But I mean, PlayStation has I would say a good reputation, but they definitely recently been putting out a lot of movies like Gran Turismo.
Yep. The Last of Us show.
The Last of Us, exactly. Yeah. So they
can have faith. Stuff.
I kind of have faith too, just because of that. So
my only thing though is the design mm-hmm. of the Wendigo, the creatures themselves. Mm. That'll be because I wonder if they're gonna keep it the exact same.
I liked that design.
I liked it too. It was real creepy.
Very creepy.
Yeah, that scene where you have to like hold your controller as still as possible.
He's right there. Yeah.
I always put it on the desk.
No, I don't touch it at all. Yeah. No, that's stupid if you touch it.
Yes, it's very interesting. I hope they do keep Hannah though mm-hmm. as like her Wendigo because she became one.
Yeah.
And I hope that's one of the end. That's the one they keep because there is one where she doesn't become it. Uh-huh. But I'm like,
One of my favorite endings is when Josh is fully insane at this point. It's the last scene of the game and he sees Hannah.
Yeah.
Amazing scene.
Yeah. Yes. I think it's great, especially when she the ending where he pretty much survives mm-hmm. but is dragged down into the lair and becomes one. It's that was how you do it. So it'll definitely be interesting because there is ways they can go.
Uh-huh.
I have saw some people bring up how, you know, across the Spider-Verse who had different endings
mm-hmm.
go
mm-hmm.
out, and I think some people were maybe they could do something like this
Like a little director's cut maybe.
Yeah, where some character, where instead it's a different ending. So instead of Sam surviving by herself, it's Jessica's the sole survivor, or Emily and Matt make it
out. That would be so interesting to send it out to different theaters. I wonder how they would do it
That's a good idea.
I wonder how they would do it with if they put it on a streaming service streaming services. Didn't Netflix try to do a choose your own?
They did. Thing? It was what was it? I think it was Black Mirror. It was a Black Mirror episode where you could choose your own stuff. I had to do that for a school assignment.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I think
that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But send different theaters if you go to a Friday 9 o'clock showing, you get this ending. That'd be so cool.
And then the next show's
like a collect them.
Oh, yeah. That's so unique and creative too.
That would put butts in seats.
I wouldn't be mad at it. I definitely think there's a lot of potential to go wrong, obviously, but I think there's a lot that can go right. And if it does, it could spark, you know, maybe another Until Dawn game or something similar of the kind.
I know
The Quarry.
The Quarry,
I was about to bring that up at the end. I'll be like, do you think they're, if this does good, do you think they're going to do The Quarry, which wasn't as good as Until Dawn, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't think you can compete with Until Dawn that.
It was iconic.
I definitely don't think The Quarry is going to get a movie. Because with Until Dawn, the reception of the game was very well received.
Yeah.
The Quarry, you know, it's kind of 50-50. Yeah, some people like it, some don't. So I don't think they'll go with it unless Until Dawn does really,
really good.
And then I think they'll be like, well, we can take a risk to see.
Sure.
Yeah. Granted, I don't think it would do as well as the movie for Until Dawn.
Did y'all play The Quarry at all?
I got to the... what was the really, like, the scene that was memed where they had the what was it, chips? And it was like, pop, pop.
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
okay, I'll show you afterwards. But I got to, like, it was, like, 2 hours in, and then I got bored.
I definitely didn't make it that far. I made it probably, like, 30 minutes.
The only reason that I, like, finished the game is because I played with friends. And we all, like, chose the characters and stuff like that. So we were kind of attached, and then... At the end, I didn't make the best decision.
Did you guys? I'm a big trophy hunter in video games, and so I had to get.
Yeah.
I have so many playthroughs in Until Dawn of getting everyone alive, making everyone die, and then the different like endings. So I've seen every ending of Until Dawn, the game.
Yeah.
I could never sit there and do that.
Yeah.
Maybe if I really liked the character that I had died, then I'd go back and be like, well, I want him to survive this time. Now I know what to do. Other than that, I cannot get every ending, especially knowing I cannot stand some characters. Don't get the hype behind Jessica. She was gone most of the game and wasn't like cool to be around for the first half anyway. So
I think it's just the appeal.
Oh, poor girl got dragged through the window.
It's
not in her mind.
But I think y'all are going to be mad at me. Like, I played half of the game, but when it first came out, I watched this YouTuber, Daoshi. I played him play the full thing. And that was just iconic for me. But yeah, like playing the actual game, I think I got halfway through.
Gotcha. It is a long game. Like,
yeah, it's a real long
game. You sit there for hours. If you do one playthrough, you're crazy. Like, one straight.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well then,
I think the last thing that I'd have to wonder is who they get. Like, are they gonna bring back the casting? Voice casting?
Yeah.
I think if it's live action, I don't think they'll bring back the voice actors.
I think the only one would be Rami Malek.
Maybe the only thing is like the age,
because
like they're all supposed to be fresh out of like college or like around that college age, and obviously a lot of these actors and actresses are older, and it's like, I look at you,
but I mean, nowadays they have like so much stuff in the editing where they could just like.
Also don't think Rami Malek ever ages. So.
No, he does. Yeah, that is true.
The cast, I think, still looks pretty young.
Yeah,
like, they can definitely revise the role. Knowing the movie though, I think they're probably instead going to get newer actors to fulfill the roles.
Yeah,
which I'm not mad at. You know, I think it's something great.
Yeah, so long as they do good.
Yeah, we have them as voice actors, so you're cool. Maybe they will get newer actors to do the acting part, because you know, voice acting is very different from acting on screen, and the roles might have aged out of those types of roles now. So I think either way though, as long as the casting's good, I'll probably enjoy it.
Maybe a few cameos here and there, like they did with The
Cameos
Last
would
of
be
Us.
Nice. Cameos would be nice.
I love seeing Ashley Johnson and he's drawn a blank to my head now, but those actors in there.
Yeah, I think a lot of the videos I was watching, a lot of people that were talking about the movie, they were like, "Yeah, I want all these people to come back."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's like you said, it's kind of hard to do that.
Because I don't even think all of them might be available.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, especially contract wise.
Yeah, because it'd be weird to only have a couple returning and then all new faces. I think it would just be better if they either managed to get everyone or just have a whole new cast.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as long as the cast does well, though, obviously I'm always hoping for the best with these types of movies. I never want a bad one. Nor do I ever want a, you know, put bad energy out there on these types of things. Because, you know, it's just like, there's no point. Like,
yeah, and we're so early on in the development that actually anything can happen from this point.
Possibilities are endless.
Yeah, so all we can do is wait at this point. Uh-huh.
Yeah, wait and hope.
And with that being said, I believe that's everything we have to say today.